Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
To the US now, presidential candidate Donald Trump has met overnight with the Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan. The two met in an attempt to find common ground after Mr. Ryan said he couldn't endorse the billionaire businessman.
I think we had a very encouraging meeting. Look, it's no secret that Donald Trump and I have had our differences. We talked about those differences today. That's common knowledge. The question is, what is it that we need to do to unify the Republican Party and all strains of conservative wings in the party? We had a very good and encouraging, productive conversation on just how to do that.
Well, let's go now to Washington and to Simon Marks. Good morning to you, Simon. I guess it wouldn't have been credible for Mr. Ryan to come right out and endorse Donald Trump straight after that, but is this seen as something of a first step?
I think that's exactly the way that it's seen, Guyon. And at this point, credibility and the Republican Party, as far as presidential politics are concerned, have clearly got a way to go before those two words can both be used in the same sentence. I mean, that creaking sound that you can probably hear all the way down to New Zealand is the Republican Party slowly coming to terms with the fact that Donald Trump will indeed be its standard bearer this November. And men like Paul Ryan, the most senior elected Republican in Washington, D.C., the Speaker of the House of Representatives, are having to come to terms with the fact that they are going to have to get behind him in some fashion. He couldn't, just a matter of 10 days after he said he was not ready to support Donald Trump, walk out of that meeting and say, right, we've buried the hatchet, we've resolved all the problems, I'm now ready to back him to the hilt. But you could hear him setting the stage for that to occur, perhaps in a few weeks' time, perhaps at the Republican Party's convention in Cleveland in July, although Republican lawmakers here in Washington say, as Congressman Ryan did, this is just the beginning of the process and a lot of additional discussions still have to occur.
Put this in context for us, Simon, in terms of the importance of an endorsement from Paul Ryan. Is he a peace broker? Is he a power broker? What role, if any, might he take in this administration? Or is it simply, you know, adding to the acceptable face of Donald Trump to have him on board?
Well, I think it's more than that, because in the terms of this particular discussion, Paul Ryan is currently the man who, as Speaker of the House of Representatives and the senior most elected politician that the Republicans have in Washington, he's the man who's supposed to be the chairman of the Republican Party's convention in Cleveland in July. Now, Donald Trump indicated just a few days ago that he wasn't sure if he was going to keep Paul Ryan in that position. It would be completely unheard of for a Republican convention to take place in a presidential election year for the presidential candidate Donald Trump to be formally nominated and put into position at that convention, and for senior Republican politicians like Paul Ryan not to be there and not to be playing any role. So this is an enormous gulf that the two sides have got to bridge between now and July, when that convention takes place, or else the Republican Party will be going into this presidential election in November in a completely unprecedented position, led by a man who does not have the support of the Republican Party's elites and grandees. And, you know, how they get from where they are now to a more traditional position is, I think, going to be a very, very painful process for them all to go through.
Thanks, Simon. Simon Marks from Washington.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.